Inside Sports Medicine brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Not only do they cover all these games and support our area athletes, they're also there for the weekend warrior, folks that want to continue your active lifestyle. Don't let an injury keep you from doing the things you love. We have an expert team in the Black Hills, founded in 1976. They've been here. They're going to be here. You get to know them, work with them. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, BHOSC.com. You can learn more there, BHOSC.com. Orthopedic surgeon, one of our guys here, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. It's Dr. Steve Giuseppin. He's back on Inside Sports Medicine here on Fox Sports Rapid City. Steve, how are you tonight?
Doing great, Nate. Pleasure to be back on.
Well, I want to talk to you about this injury heard around the world. I'll tell you, it's a bizarre one the way it happened. Zion Williamson, huge name at Duke, number one pick in the NBA, potentially. I mean, a big name, a big brand. His shoe explodes. Let me ask you, Steve, first, have you ever had an injury with a shoe exploding?
I've not seen that one yet. I know that Coach K says that he's seen that a couple times, but that was pretty impressive.
I'll tell you what, it's wild. I don't know if that's ever happened to the Black Hills or not. So, as it happened, the shoe explodes, his leg, you know, extends. It seemed kind of interesting the way it was all replayed. I watched it over and over. Comes out with a knee sprain. That's kind of what people have said. What are we talking about here? Knee sprain seems pretty general.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think they're probably doing that a little bit on purpose. But yeah, a knee sprain is pretty nonspecific. You know, I watched the tape a couple times too. Just, you know, like you said, just a pretty unique injury. I think most likely what they're talking about is a medial collateral ligament or MCL sprain. You see, it looks like he almost did the splits, and that right knee tried to support him, and when it kind of buckled in, it probably strained that ligament on the inside part of his knee or his MCL. I think the good news with that is, you know, the information we have is it's grade one, so that's the most mild. And then an MCL injury, those typically heal well without surgery, so I think he's got a pretty good prognosis.
Okay. They say day to day, and I'm just wondering how, yeah, I guess everything is, like you said, it's all different levels, and we don't know for sure. You're not his doctor. Is it tough to come back playing basketball?
I think I would expect him to get back playing basketball. I'd expect him to be back, definitely tournament time. I think it is kind of individual. I think anticipated healing, if it is a grade one MCL, would be, you know, a good 2 to 4 weeks. He could potentially be back before that, at least practicing. They'll probably have a brace on to kind of prevent, potentially have a brace on to prevent re-injury, provided that he can play in that brace. Now, obviously, it's a little bit more complicated than just his MCL, because like you said, he's got the NFL draft and all that stuff to think about too. So, you know, there will be other factors to consider for him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, talking Zion Williamson and the situation with his knee. If you're talking about this, the MCL sprain potentially, is that something that weakens a knee? Can this stuff happen again once you've had it happen, whether it's him or whether it's somebody here?
Yeah, great question. If it truly is a grade one, just kind of a tweak, I would expect that to heal up pretty much fully. So I think his knee should be stable from there on out. I don't think it significantly predisposes him to any repeat injury. You know, obviously he's a 6'7", 280-some explosive guy. So, you know, every time he's exploding off one of his feet, he's potentially at injury. But, you know, I think it's interesting that the accident he had was, you know, non-impact. It wasn't like he was coming down from a dunk or anything like that. So just kind of a freak thing and hopefully unlikely to happen again.
Here's a question for his difference of where he is now and where he's going. You're playing maybe 30 games or so in college, right, Steve? When he goes to the NBA, 82 games with his size, with this, is that a concern? You just think about that from wear and tear.
Well, I think from a wear and tear thing, it probably is. And if you get x-rays of some of these guys' knees at the end of their NBA career, you probably see some interesting things. But, you know, Zion, to his credit, his muscular development is pretty advanced, especially for a freshman. And, you know, I think that will hopefully protect him maybe more than some of the other people that come in a little bit less muscularly mature.
I'll tell you, his muscular development a little better than mine. I'm sorry. Okay? Yeah, I'm sorry.
A little difference between him and me, too.
Yes, there's only one Zion Williamson. It's a wild deal. He's day-to-day. It's unclear what's going to happen, but an interesting perspective from one of our experts here, Dr. Steve Giuseppe, Inside Sports Medicine, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center's orthopedic surgeon. Steve, thanks for coming on. Interesting topic.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate the invite, Nate.
All right, great stuff. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, one of the experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Really like that team out there. They've been here since 1976, taking care of patients in the Black Hills and beyond. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, specializing in what moves you, online at bhosc.com.